Blog Talk Radio.
Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening, the podcast. The air date of this episode is December 1st, 2020. We're coming to you from Sacramento, California. Earlier today, we did a live feed from the California State Capitol in regard to the hypocrisy of the governor here, Gavin Newsom, who was out there in the Napa Valley, not socially distancing and not wearing his mask and spending, you know, three figures on a wine and dinner party, you know, for his loved ones. Okay, California is currently pretty much approaching a major lockdown. Damn near the state is all purple. All the major counties here in California are on lockdown. Curfews have been imposed. LA County, let me see, the Bay Area, Alameda County, San Francisco, Contra Costa, let me see, and I believe Orange County and Kern County as well, too. So, therefore, we see we got some of our regular callers calling in tonight, greeting you all. Hey, good evening to you, and what's going on and what's happening this side of the world. We got Brother Aziz, we got Brother Isaiah, and Sister Latrell. Good evening to you all.
Black power,
24/7. Always. Okay, now, as we all know, with this election, selection, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever game, you know.
Selection, right.
Yeah, you
right.
Say, and then
selection
they're getting ready
to the election,
to, yeah.
Election, selection, you already know.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and then they're getting ready to have the Electoral College, which really determines the president, which is pretty much damn near the Congress itself, you know, that makes a selection. You see what I mean? So therefore, you know, the last I got went on this damn fool with his diabolical madness that he ain't leaving the White House or he's allowing a transition team to come in. And from what I understand, he ain't supposed to be talking or doing a concession speech or any of that shit there, you know, when Biden gets inaugurated. But keep in mind, black family, they still ain't no address no issues about no damn tangibles for us in regards to the $100 trillion. You see what I mean? For us building up
there. Oh, no, they ain't trying to give up nothing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
They're going to hand y'all $1,500 and $1,000 to take the shot, and they're going to hand y'all some more Kumbaya and some Rudy Tutu.
Right. Okay. And then once again, these brain-dead individuals are going to be just like blind mice walking off the end of a pier. Damn.
Right.
Man,
walking right beside them, walking behind them, kissing his ass, yo.
Wow.
Saying, we leaving too with you.
Damn, boy, that's bad. And people wonder why I created the hashtag resurrection of the mental dead, and that is one mentally dead motherfucker right there, gone with blind with this bullshit. Now, this other diabolical shit is because tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is uncensored. It is for those 18 years of age over. The title
uncut,
and we're having an open mic uncensored episode in regards to the current political turmoil, educational erosion, and economic shifts due to this current time in history. And please call us in with your comments, questions, and concerns, you know. And you can follow us on Twitter at
economic structure. I did put that on my page on Facebook. Time for us to build some structure, some of the economic structure. I put that on Facebook.
Absolutely, brother Isaiah. You know, because you've been with us, man.
It's proven they stairs don't work.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, hey. And then once again, all these other groups of motherfuckers out here going to go up there and reap huge benefits, you know, off this election at once again at our expense. See, the ancestors told us over 50 years ago they just want us as a people to suffer peacefully.
Right.
Don't make no way to just suffer peacefully.
Be our permanent punching bag.
Exactly.
They want to be on the submissive, be decisive. So we need to come out of that shell and time to, you know, get to work.
Oh, yeah. Well, brother Isaiah, we ain't got no choice but get to work. It's because this pandemic is going out of control and it's keep growing explosionally. And you remember, Isaiah, I said earlier this year when this bullshit first came out, you know, that the winter months is going to be all fucked off with it. And lo and behold, we're in the winter month, and it's all fucked off. You see? And now, to me, they saying, go ahead, brother Isaiah.
Go ahead,
see,
bro.
You know, this was, like, we call it a pandemic because that is true. This, you know, this thing was created in a lab and set loose on the planet in the hopes to eliminate the brown and black man. Okay? And you know, they can tell me the bullshit about we dying the most from it and y'all making sure of it with this vaccine. That's all of a sudden they got all these vaccines ready to go. When they were saying in the beginning, it's going to take us about 2 or 3 years to get this vaccine right, but the year ain't even up and we got a vaccine.
And then
they're trying to make that mandatory.
And then the cold part about the vaccine is that, too, brother Aziz and brother Isaiah, is that they trying to make it where they can bum rush you. Well, we're going to have the shit by March.
Right.
Now we got the shit by December. And
well,
then a lot of these people
November. Sure.
Yeah. And then they had a lot of people that they used as human guinea pigs on this shit. You see what I'm saying? But the first motherfuckers
they
want to come
to
is
niggas to lie and say the shit was cool.
Oh, yeah, and then you got some of these brain-dead ass-scratching Negroes talking about, be sure to get the vaccine, you know, and this shit ain't nothing but the goddamn experiment all over again.
How much did they, what was that check they cut you, my brother? How much was that check they cut your ass to sit on the TV and tell me to take this bullshit that you know finna kill me, you, and everybody else, but you made $2,000 or $3,000, and you gonna get on TV and tell me this bone-faced to lie about this product. And I'm supposed to say, okay, I'm going to take it because this brother said so. Fuck y'all.
Nah, No, I ain't taking
you
that.
Niggas,
no.
Half these niggas that's telling you to take this shit ain't never sat at the table with your ass. You know
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Exactly. And much less
oh,
give a damn
about
it.
You buying a ticket
like
to their show or to their sport.
Fake fasting. It must be like one of those fake fasting that's not really effective. And, you know, in the news say it's really strong and it's 90% effective. So you know, all the costs of the side effects. 90%
effective for who,
okay.
Us or them?
Right.
What do they call effective? What are they saying by effective? It's 95% effectively going to kill us and 95% going to effectively
mm-hmm.
do them good? Is that
yeah,
what they say?
Right. And then also, too, what they're saying, oh, too, there is that this shit is supposed to duplicate your immune
yeah.
system, alter your
right.
DNA a little
it's
bit.
It's going to mess
this
up our DNA.
Shit.
Right.
It's
going to mess
hold
up our DNA.
Oh, it's going to alter our DNA. Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
See, and then quite
see,
magic.
See, you know what,
why
they playing? One of my sister queens said something to me about this when this first started, and she was telling me this
yeah.
So exactly what we were talking about. And she said,
right.
Well, they're thinking it's going to archer our DNA. It might archer us in a better way. It might be playing with fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but like you said, brother, it's like unknown territory, just like with these GMOs and
right.
shit. It's because there was a dude. Who was a doctor, you know, that did a lot of research on GMOs, and he was saying is that these genetically modified organisms are definitely targeted against melanated people. You see what I mean?
Right.
But
there's
a doctor near Forest.
Yeah, because there was a brother out the Pacific
right.
Northwest, Jay Dizzle, that
yep.
posted that there a couple of years back. And I believe the doctor's name who did this research on it, his name was Dr. either Mike Adams or Ken Adams. But I do know one
okay.
damn thing is that Monsanto owns the patent mm-hmm. on GMOs. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so now, if they're owning the patents on genetically modified organisms and owning the patents on diseases
right.
or synthetic diseases, as I call them, because it was man-made, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, what really is the fuck that's going on? Because now you're pissing on my head and telling me it's rain. Now you shit
raining.
On my intelligence.
It's
and
raining.
No.
It's raining, brother.
Excuse me?
Yep, it's raining, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about the Monsanto, don't you? Is that annoying? Oh, it's echoing.
Oh, yes, ma'am. You got
let
a little bit of background off. Noise.
All right, so anyhow, Monsanto, I won over some farmer's property. And I'm bringing that up only because at the site that I'm currently laboring at, one of the things that they
mm-hmm.
do is they keep track and give us information on like what's going on with the farmers in Monsanto and that GMO bill. There's a movie out there, and there's a selection of farmers, I can't remember the name of it right now, that actually try to take them to court. There, that whole GMO thing is that, and patenting that GMO crop, is that they was in a laboratory and they force the GMO into the seed by half damn near killing it. And then it, you know, they made the GMO stick like that and they patent the product. And when they grow that, when they grow those GMO products, so-called foods, they will, when they
mm-hmm.
fly and spread, they can dominate a crop and take
right.
over and kill off the crop. And that's how a lot of farmers
right.
lost their crops. And Monsanto was claiming people's crops. There's a whole movie,
exactly.
when we watched this years ago when at our cooperative, we were following for a while because that was one of the issues we was having with trying to get some, you know, good produce in there that people didn't want that wasn't GMO and whatnot. So, yeah, it's not just the scientists to follow, it's also the farmers, especially those who were trying to, you know, stay growing with the rhythm of nature and, you know, no pesticides, no this and that. They have been fighting them for years and they had lost a lot of that loss because, you know, big business and corporations and people backing them had a lot more money and people to run circles around them. But anywho, don't just follow the clients, follow the farmers too.
Yeah. And then on top
yeah,
of
right.
it as well too, is that as you know, when you got crops growing, you know, they're gonna have spores, you know what I'm saying, you know. And so what happens is that these spores, as you know, they'll get caught up in the wind and they could blow for many, many miles away. And then on research that we have done is that with Monsanto's spores, you know, since they own a patent on it, all the crops that those spores land on, those just became property of Monsanto.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, you see?
Okay.
Yeah, you see? You know, that is just straight cutthroat capitalism right there. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, you see? But then, you know, you get these politicians more concerned, not so much about their constituencies, but more so concerned about their campaign contributors, if you know what I mean. Say, and just like, I don't know if anybody saw my live feed that I did today from here in Sacramento up there at the state capitol. Yeah, you know, where Gavin Newsom, you know, has got the state of California on lockdown, but he himself was up there in Napa County sitting out in a restaurant, you know, partying with his family, I guess, for one of his relatives' birthday or what have you. No mask on, no social distancing.
Oh, really?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, really, man.
And then this dude turns around and then, you know, quarantines, you know, like about 75% of the damn state. You know, what kind of hypocrisy, you know, is this bullshit? You see what I mean?
Right, right.
And then you got the dump, you know, who ain't going to concede the election. And he's pretty much like... Yeah, Ohio.
If it's still trying to file against lawsuits, if it's still doing that, still filing against lawsuits.
Well, I think that shit is getting old is because the majority of the motherfuckers, you know, got thrown in the trash anyway.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of these cases, the court said they didn't even want to hear. And I think on a few of those cases, the U.S. Supreme Court and the federal courts said they didn't want to hear, you know?
Right.
See, but once again... You know, these Democrats is coming at us with the same bullshit that I've witnessed from at least 1968. Hell, that's more than 50 years ago. Both Democrats, Democrats gonna do this, and this, that, there, the other, and blah, blah, blah. And then you voted the motherfuckers in.
Same thing with the
counterintelligence program. Massive incarceration.
Right.
You know, locking up our political prisoners. You see what I'm saying? You know, shit like that. Suppressing us economically, educationally, and got us with this bullshit. And then coming up here with this gender confusion. You know, got a girl confused and crack his stinking nasty ass as part of women's procreation makeup. And they want us to sit here and tolerate and go for this bullshit willingly. Cheerfully, grinningly smile. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, trying to make everything so accepting. Trying to make everything so accepted right now. So accepting. Like, this is getting out of hand, if you ask me. Like, come on now. It's going to be like that to every... It's going to be like that to every other state.
Well, that's another thing
with
diabolical madness. And then from what I understand, you know, over there in Silicon Game Valley and shit, every day they're coming up with a new app and all that old type of bullshit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 24/7. Every new app every day.
Yeah, and every fucking day
I've been looking at, like, what the world? I've been
looking
at my phone on the Play Store. I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't want none of this app. All the apps, like, it's just a...
You go ahead and
be
shit there you ain't asked for, please.
Exactly.
Right.
That's what
I'm saying.
Why? I don't want that shit.
I'm not downloading and installing this app. What the hell? I don't even know what this app is. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Say so it'd be that bullshit. And then when
you can't
going
take it
see,
out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
see,
sure
see, this is why these motherfuckers got too much juice, people. And I don't give a fuck. They can go ban me on Facebook again, and I go right down there to your goddamn front door again and talk about you sorry-ass motherfuckers, just like I did the damn governor of California with his raggedy ass. You know, you say I got a right to petition grievance. Well, motherfucker, look at my live feed. I did it at your front door and full of shit. You know, say, and then what it is, too, people, is that they trying to shift the monetary currency, the economy, to force this, and then also too with the banking shit. See?
Oh yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That fake
insurance is crazy. Yeah, and with the banking. You see what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, when any of our people, you know, get this knowledge or so-called knowledge or education or miseducation, they don't come off into our community talking about, hey, let's up build this motherfucking, bring back the Black Wall Street. You see what I'm saying? Or bring back like what they had going on in Rosewood, or like what they had in major black businesses there in Chicago and New York and what have you, where we had to do business with each other. But when they came in with the sit-ins movement, they say, and motherfuckers are sitting there at FW Woolworths and SH Crest and Carolina and Georgia and Mississippi and what have you, and getting all beat upside the head and shit and toilet water and mop water thrown on them. But you want to sit up there and give this nasty ass motherfucker your hard-earned money, and then what the fuck did you do? Now, what do we do, black family, with that bullshit? We depleted the income or major revenue going into black business. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So already, right there, we shot our own selves in the foot right there. They say violating, you know, the four principles of production.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, because, see, we took the capital and we redirected the capital. Because, see, your four factors of production is land, labor, capital, and risk management. You see?
Right.
See, so motherfuckers had got their thinking wrong. And don't get me wrong, I salute all the Panthers and all the NOI guys and civil rights workers that went up there and made the ultimate sacrifice, got beat all upside the head and police dogs sicked on them and fire hoses and all that. But then 50 years, 60 years later, they got our generations now currently, like in your age group, Brother Isaiah, regressed 100 motherfucking years in the last 50 years. Trying to get you to sit up there and trying to normalize this freak ass behavior shit.
Right.
Now, you know what I mean, Brother Aziz? Because you and I are in the same age group. Is that making a lot of sense?
Yeah, because I don't like the shit I see nowadays. I'm like, really? Oh, no. That shit was frowned upon so hard back in the day, you know, niggas kept that shit to themselves if they walked that walk. Oh, this is old school shit.
Right.
Teaching it to the kids.
That
you didn't
that
motherfucker know you was on that show.
That
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for
real. You know,
man,
what kind of shit is that? And then we got our black, you got this only four motherfuckers, other black motherfuckers standing out in Hollywood with this gay shit all on magazines.
Hollywood,
and shit. Talking about he's a real man. What?
Yeah.
So what now?
Saying he's a real man. Okay, that sounds like Los Angeles with its bullshit. Yeah, that sounds about right out of coming out of Los Angeles. Sick ass shit, you know? Yeah, that's about
that
right.
I don't know. No woman act like none of them.
Exactly.
Hell no.
And then, also, too, is that when you check out, too, the imagery of what this sets, it's for the examples of our black boys. You see what I mean?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Now, I recall that there was a book.
That's the thing right there.
I think they wrote a book. I think the Minister Farrakhan of the Nation of Islam wrote a book years ago called The Plot to Destroy Black Boys.
Right,
And then I think, too, that Irritated Genie, you know, about it. About a year and a half ago, man, he did some excellent work, man, on how they fucking with this water with these chemicals in it and shit, and it's trying to effeminize, you know, black males through the water system.
Most definitely. Yeah. There's something, they've been putting something in the water chemicals
on supply.
They're putting all that.
Yeah, exactly.
They've been messing with the pipelines. Like it's going right across to the ocean to the all across to the whole entire ocean.
Right, and then look at that water, how they got it all fucked up there in Flint, Michigan. Hell, look at this ass water they got in.
Making the bottle water company billions. What the hell? The bottle water company making billions.
Hell yeah.
And so, shit, why are we going to fix that shit when y'all, we can make all this money off these motherfuckers? Corporation in action, America.
Yeah, exactly. It's right. Straight out. And now,
and
also,
not doing a damn
job. Situation is because
right.
Back in Denver, Colorado, you know, Mile High News, in which Shabaka's Black Experience Enhances the West Finders, you know, our colleague back there, Brother Chan Krumer, has been putting a lot of work out there about those homeless sweeps of the unhoused
right.
They're doing in Denver, Colorado.
Right.
Now, get this here, people. Now, in the city of Oakland, I came across information. Now, keep in mind, Alameda County is in the purple area because that's where Oakland is in Alameda County. And also be advised, too, Alameda County is where Kamala Lockemup Harris was an assistant district attorney as well, too, before she was the district attorney of San Francisco County. Well, anyway, there were some people who were squatting on some property. And they went back and forth with the courts and shit, and they kept emphasizing how Newsom, the governor, has ordered this stay-in-place order, right? So to make a long story short, they paid the homeless people, I believe, $1,500 or something like that to leave the property.
Oh, yeah, I saw that bullshit. Yeah.
No, what happened there? Go ahead, go finish.
Yeah, okay,
what
in other words... They had, you know, the homeless encampment, you know, on some property, on some commercial property, right? So
right.
Each time that the owners of the property is going back and forth in court and shit is getting tied up in the court, you know, through the homeless advocate organizations that they're doing out there in Oakland. So, you know, they are definitely addressing the issue in Oakland, California. With the homelessness, and I think here in Sacramento County, you know, they're only doing a half-assed job with it, and keep in mind, it's the state capital. But anyway, so they paid the people, you know, to move off the property.
Where?
So at least, you know.
Where?
Well, with the money they gave them, they probably figured they went and got in a motels or got together and probably rented a place.
That's just
you
for
know?
A short term.
Come on, motel.
Well,
that's
of course it's for a short term, yeah. Because, see, because I got
you back on the street.
Come on now.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
They're going to be back on the street. What the? Goddamn motel. Come on now.
Okay, but see, but once again, this is the more reason for our entrepreneurial skills to kick in where people don't have to be dependent upon that bullshit. Get out there, market you some masks. Hell, get out here. What I see these motherfucking essays do out here in California. Go cook them some goddamn tamales and shit and sell the motherfuckers in the goddamn parking lot at Walmart and shit.
Right.
No bullshit, man. No bullshit.
But you get shot for doing that without a license.
Oh, no, you in LA County, you going to jail.
Right, you going to jail for doing that without a license. You can't even be an entrepreneur in this country no more.
No, but up here in the California state capitol, I'm seeing motherfuckers doing this shit out here on the regular. Tamales, I said, tamales.
Yeah,
man,
you know, that's
out here making a grip
to them cracks. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well,
right.
You got to keep in mind, Brother Aziz, the Spanish-speaking Latino people make up the majority of the population is because, see, California used to be a part of Mexico until 1847.
Got all that populations up in there, right.
Right, you see, and then keep in mind, you got to understand is that they're indigenous here. See what I mean? And then, you know, and black folks really didn't start coming in to California, but they did say, you know, that there were some of our people that came through here with the Spaniards or what they call the conquistadors and shit. And that's the motherfuckers like Cortez and shit, and that there was in the 1500s. And that's right around the same time, I think, where that motherfucker Ponce de Leon was down there in Florida looking for a fountain of youth. So Cortez is over here looking for mountains of gold, and Ponce de Leon was down there in Florida looking for a fountain of youth.
Wow.
Yeah, see. Because everything, man, in California, man, all the way from San Diego up to Sacramento, man, all this shit is in Spanish. San Luis Obispo, yep. San Diego, San Francisco.
Yeah. San Francisco, yeah. Oregon
yeah.
is a part of
San
it.
Mike,
Mexican,
Sacramento.
Mexican town.
San Joaquin.
Yep, Oregon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then also, too, and like I said, too, on an earlier podcast,
Santa Fe
is
part of
Mexico,
too. Santa Fe, too.
Is that
yeah,
I ain't
Santa
had a
Fe
chance
too.
To drive up through Napa County yet, but I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts that all that shit is burned down and watch, and I bet you within a year, where all that goddamn grape vineyards was and shit, that shit gonna be smelling like marijuana feels like a motherfucker. No bullshit.
You
right.
know this, man,
yeah,
and you
know
this.
You already know,
you
already know, man. We know
it,
brother. All them high towns. Yeah, all that marijuana town right there. Burn up, father.
Stop telling the truth. Stop telling the truth. Hell yeah, it's going to be bird fields. That's
yo,
why they're trying to help them grow trees so they can make
right.
paper.
So I'm burning bushes now.
Oh, yeah.
There,
and
high,
she, and now the guy is probably so mad. Say, now, here's the thing about them and this damn reefer market. Okay, they allow the different cities and counties and townships and shit to charge their own different taxes. So,
right.
So let's say if you go to a raggedy-ass hillbilly county like Stanislaus County, that's all farmland. Straight John Wayne
okay.
redneck motherfuckers down there. Right. Okay, you'll get you some
uh-huh.
shit that'll be like $20, right? You go to the goddamn
right.
city of San Francisco, get the same bug with
well,
the same bug, and
I'm
supposed to cost you damn
near
$75. State of California, I'm in Sacramento, Chewbacca, St. Croix, said this, you motherfuckers are full of shit. And then you find out that they got a damn petition here to recall the goddamn governor. And I say, not only we call the governor,
uh-huh.
we call all these motherfuckers in the goddamn state assembly and the state senate. Every goddamn
damn.
Last one of
them. Damn.
If they go to sit out there, prove
mm-hmm.
some shit, Senate Bill 145, to let a motherfucker 21 years old to go put his Johnson mm-hmm. up in the rectum of an 11-year-old, that's child endangerment.
Child endangerment and child abuse, all everything, all
that's
in between.
Fucking child endangerment.
Everything.
Yeah,
right.
I get it, and I approve of the goddamn message.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to normalize this shit? Come on, man.
Yeah,
they
tried
no
to normalize
this
shit.
There's nothing.
And I went up there to the state capitol today,
and they even got their
the
own
goddamn
flag.
And told them the same shit.
They got their
shit.
Own goddamn flag on it. They got their own goddamn flag on it, too. I was like, what the hell? It's all colors like blue, pink, and I was like, what the fuck? Yeah,
Oh, yeah, they got the shit fucked up.
Right. So
see,
fucked
they
up.
Stay,
so
they
messed
gotta
up.
Wait,
make it away for the fire.
Gasoline
draws for the fire.
Right.
Gasoline draws for the fire.
Yeah.
Mm. There is, you know, like my family members that's Christians, they'll tell me that's why California burning, baby, because all that sodomizing and homosexual stuff going on over there in California
uh-huh.
right now.
Uh-huh.
You know,
uh-huh.
And she said, the funny thing is, the houses is burning and the businesses is burning, but the trees
yep.
ain't burning, baby. So you got to figure something ain't right about that.
Oh, it's downright
right.
fucked up.
God damn, yo.
It's downright fucked up.
Yeah, see how this cracker is? Everywhere they go, they fuck shit up.
Everything. They fuck everything.
You was fucking up in you. You was fucking up in you. They kicked your ass out. Oh, we found you in the mountains. You got kicked
yeah.
out of there. Everywhere you go,
right.
you
yeah.
destroy it, fuck it up,
right.
and then blame everybody
yeah.
else and leave.
Right. I've been
and then,
that's
why
they try to
like,
and then
they
all up and going
trying to blame all
think.
That shit on us that they something created. They trying to blame that shit on us. Like, no, they don't want to create all this. Create out this some nasty shit. So they all a barbaric shit. They live up in the caves. Like should they all you know, cavemen and cave beasts and all that shit. Like that.
Oh yeah. You know, I ain't got no regard for nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, wow.
Again, it's ingrained, you know, in their culture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, you see, it's ingrained in their culture.
They don't even have no kosher. They are kosher foes. They be taking all of our ideas, and they make billions of dollars out of it, and we don't receive a goddamn dime. So let's keep it real.
No, man, that's real talk. All the way, man, from the from the Apollo missions, NASA, automobile production, music, typewriters,
right.
Peanut
mm-hmm.
oil.
Right.
Let's see. The real McCoy on the oil device for the railroad.
Mm-hmm. You got the oil company. Yeah, all that.
Okay,
yeah.
And then not to mention major achievements in engineering like Paul Williams, who is one of Los Angeles' first black architects. And he's the one that designed the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Yeah, same place where Whitney Houston died at. Yeah, down in Beverly
Hills.
Oh,
shit. Okay.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then quite naturally, of course, with this miseducation of the Negro, they don't never want him to acknowledge his people's accomplishments, rather if it's in modern times or rather if it's on the continent of Africa. And keep in mind, people, and we the ones who showed the world how to wash their nasty, funky, stinking asses.
Yeah, like I said, we shouldn't have called them sick. Everything we taught them, we weren't supposed to learn shit. Close the door, blow the hole up. You know, we supposed to. When we got down in that cave, when them boys got down in that cave and found them motherfuckers, they're supposed to back straight up, find some explosives, and blow the whole shit.
Right.
You knew it was an abomination when you saw it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Oh, we gonna train these. We gonna have us some pets. See what the pet done did? Took over the house.
Yeah, exactly.
So, the pets has taken over to all mankind.
Yeah. You see? Yeah. They want to set up and call us savages. You see?
They call us
do the most savage shit in the recorded history.
Exactly.
They have the most savage list
and
of bullshit in recorded history. They have the most savage list of bullshit throughout history of the world, and want to say everybody else is a savage. Well, motherfucker, take one to know one.
And they think they are so perfect. They think they're so natural. They never do no harm to us. They never do no harm
to us.
They was
natural. We in trouble then.
No, I'm just saying though. You know, like they think
they
are so perfect. They think they're so perfect. They never harm to any harm to us. They think they are, you know, the they think they are the best thing in the world.
Who was made first, and survived.
I cannot count how many of the savages they have done. I got the whole list. Too many lists of what they have done.
You can't find
a piece of paper or a pencil long enough to write down all the bullshit they done did.
It's too many, brother.
But at the same token, see, this is what we should be focusing on, dealing with ourselves, particularly at this current time in history with this pandemic getting ready to go out of control. Actually, as far as I'm concerned, the motherfucker's already out of control. Just that they just ain't told you.
It was out of control when we were seeing videos of motherfuckers over in China falling out in the street. That's when it was out of control. We was already infected. When we was seeing videos and shit, the whole country was already infected, y'all. Everybody gonna understand what I'm saying. Everybody been infected. It's all about your body and your health fighting that shit off. After 7 to 14 days, that shit died.
There you go.
Because it can't lock on to no bullshit in your body.
sir, uh-huh. sir, sir. This is why, man, you gargle with that Listerine every day.
Uh-huh.
This is why you use that hand sanitizer. Wash your ass. Wash your clothes.
Uh-huh.
You know, you said your
parents don't need to be explained, brother.
Yes,
right.
Sir. You
see
what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean,
we already know.
Common sense. I mean, just
right.
common sense. You see what I mean?
Right.
Now,
that's
good
hey, the same
are,
shit
right.
that everybody, look, check out.
Exactly.
The same
good
shit that everybody
people.
Rushing to do and panicking to do. You used to get your ass whooped for not doing it walking in the house. I'm the one.
Right.
We
oh.
were growing up.
Oh,
we walked in the house
right.
and we didn't go straight to the bathroom and wash our face and hands before we touched anything. You got your ass whooped.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
if
some of this shit
house,
come from home training. Some of this shit come from how you was raised.
They
count
yeah,
on
you
coming
to
be nasty.
Like, right.
Exactly.
If you come in the
you
house, tennis playing like basketball or football or baseball. And when I was coming up, shoot, I had to like wash my hands every day. Shoot, I had
oh, absolutely.
You
know,
wash myself up.
But however, though, people
playing
know,
outside
what we got
too.
To do
yeah.
is right.
that we got to get some of our scholars, you know, to come up with some righteous think tanks. And I'm talking about some righteous think tanks to deal with some fucking real problems like. How are we as a people, you see what I'm saying, are going to survive this shit? Because remember, to all these other motherfuckers out here, we're expendable, see? See, so that's the first thing
oh, yeah.
that we got to get off into our minds today. Is because the shit having a dream didn't work. Okay, sitting out here voting for these Democratic rats, that ain't going to work.
Right.
You know, because old boys already talking about taking away your goddamn Second Amendment right. You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Some places,
they try
yeah,
to
exactly.
take away our Second Amendment rights. That's crazy. Yeah. You're not even
oh, yeah.
in the office yet.
And then, and then old Biden says that the alphabetized group is going to be his main priority. So once again,
right. Oh, yeah,
one of these co-authors
or
supporters
saying, yeah.
of this major crime bill in the 1990s that led to mass incarceration of
go.
Black people, black males in particular, and
mm-hmm.
you know, sit up
he
there and be your
nothing.
President.
Right.
And
didn't say nothing about those police some killings, so he didn't say nothing about that. He didn't put that
yeah,
in
right,
first
exactly.
on the priority.
yeah, right. And then keep in mind is that his running mate, the vice president, holds a law degree. And as a former attorney general, you see what I'm saying, in the state that had quite a few questionable
gang. Right.
You know what I mean?
Gang Harris. Mm-hmm.
The I don't love the black man syndrome.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know, the black man did me so wrong. I don't love him.
Yeah, right.
And she
married me a white man.
Girl. Everybody keep on saying that she a black woman, but she not a sister, y'all.
I know she ain't
nah,
a sister. I'm saying that's what I'm saying.
I
but she's playing that role. She's playing
yeah,
that role
the
as the disgruntled sister that had to find a white man to make her feel like a black woman. Do you understand?
Well, see, once again, Brother Aziz, as you know, once again, strategies and systemic methods, you know, to shatter the black family unit. Say,
there it is.
Yeah, see, now look at these bullshit-ass commercials that they're putting up there in mainstream media now for the bed commercials, for the dinner commercials. What do you see? A white male with a black female. Same.
Right.
You don't see the brother nowhere.
Right.
And
if you do see
the
brother now, he
with
another man.
Yeah, exactly.
That too.
Talking about
with the other man or the crazy white woman too, the crazy white pink woman too. Sure.
The crazy
right.
white pink woman.
This shit is and it's systemically. But what can we do? How can we brainstorm with some think tanks with all our scholars, all our writers, all our mathematicians? You know, to come up here and come up with some affirmative action, you know, to countermand this bullshit. Because
we
all got
black. You know, it's we can try all that paperwork, and legal shit and twisty, but the bottom line is somebody got to lead the planet.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, brother?
They're not gonna let us have shit. We already know that when we try to establish something, if it do better than them, like Black Wall Street, a key example, once we're shining brighter than them, they're gonna attack it.
Exactly.
So now, you know, thank goodness for the parties and the gun clubs, because if we do, we gonna have to see. We still gotta fight, y'all. We gotta have this fight with them. We can't. It's unavoidable. It's unavoidable.
Right.
Yeah, because you see,
it has to be. Everybody has to come to that understanding. Even them, this gonna have to go down. Ain't no apology accepted. It's too late for forgiveness.
Yeah, I'm tired of them.
And
like,
you know, anyway, like my uncle said, God and Jesus forgive. I don't.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the cold part about it is, all the fucking time they murder us. They want us to sit there
and suffer and be forgiven. They want us to sit down on our knees and to be forgiven. Like, we forgive you. I'm sorry you had a rough childhood. Like, blah, 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 and all that. Like, no, come on, man.
If
how
Jesus
you going to forgive
someone for nailing him to a cross and killing him?
That's
surely you can
my
forgive
game
me.
Is,
I ain't never fucking Jesus.
My thing is, how are you going to forgive someone to hurt your loved one? That shit is, you know, mentally unstable right there. That shit is
crazy. Yeah, well, hell, let's look what happened to Emmett Till out of Chicago.
Right. And she lied. The whole time she was lying.
Now, hold on.
Here's
one for you, Black family. Now, Emmett Till out of Chicago, 1954, right? Now, let's go to 1963,
the Birmingham, Alabama. Oh, yep.
You know, the four little black
girls. Uh-huh. Yep. Was inside the church and the church had bombed down.
And then not to mention over there on the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and just like in many of the major cities of the South during the Civil Rights Movement, like Wilmington, North Carolina, and Raleigh and what have you, fire hoses, police dogs.
Right.
See?
All forms of cruelty and disrespect. But forgive them, though. Forgive them.
Yeah, see? See?
Go run behind the Bible and Jesus talking about forgive me. All that cowboy shit. Hell no.
You know, and then not to mention.
Always got to listen. Always got to read the Bible and always. They always going to meet the words. And shit. And that's why I don't go to church no more, because all the churches it's a mess up too. They
well,
giving
see,
all
got
the
a
money.
Lot of the pastors that are crooked too, see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Because and they don't even do nothing for our you know they
well,
don't
see,
have our
well,
best
that was the point.
Heart evil. They don't do nothing
well,
for
see,
our
that
community.
That was the point
evil.
That New Era Detroit proved. They were saying, my brother Aziz, you remember when New Era Detroit a couple of years back went there to that church in Detroit where the pastor said he needed everybody to pledge $1,000 because he wanted to buy an airplane.
Oh, yeah. That's Creflo Dollar. That was Creflo Dollar.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Then New
so
Era Detroit
the whole
went down
huh?
there and confronted him on it, man, and that shit got real bad enough. And then Facebook wanted to sit up there and suspend motherfuckers and all that bullshit. You know, these fleas sent me something earlier today saying
they
your
can't stand the truth. They can't handle the truth.
They
can't tell
the truth. And then they want to label the truth as fake news and all this old type of shit.
Right, right.
Okay, so what's
how that fake news? That's not even fake news. That's real right there. Come on. But they just, you know what? We need our own.
Multi-trillion dollar ass organization over there. You know, over
right.
there.
We need our own social media
platform. And they got enough wealth to house every motherfucker on this goddamn planet, not to mention the homeless, for at least a month. Yes.
Okay. Repeat your question from earlier about some think tank and what we need to do, a solution or whatever, a plan. Repeat your question because I have a response.
One is for us to control our educational resources, number one. Two is we got to control infrastructures, which are roadways, power lines, agricultural plots, you see what I'm saying, or farmland, you know, for the agriculture, because we still got to eat. You see what I mean?
Of course. Of course.
And then, of course, you know, we got to get some of our scholastical on research of biological sciences, you know, to counterman this GMO shit, this coronavirus shit, instead of this bullshit-ass vaccine, you know, they want everybody to take it mixed with AIDS and SARS and all this old type of shit.
Right.
You know, and they keep talking about, well, we got to poison you to kill you. Man, get out of here with that shit.
Okay. As far as scholars and growers and people who have some background in biochemistry or botany or whatnot.
Yes, ma'am. Biochemistry, biological sciences, infections, medical background, engineering.
Listen, got it. Okay. There are people that
I
can connect. I do. I'm going to answer your question. One.
Yes, ma'am.
That can be possible. There are people now that I don't remember their names. Like, there's this guy. He was an older guy who has background in plumbing and engineering. He created this piece of equipment. Now, they didn't share this till like years after Michigan had been without water and all that lead contamination and robbing their children. He created a piece of equipment that he can sit outside, draws the water from the actual air, because there's water in the sky. We just don't see it like we see rain or feel rain and like stepping in pool water. My point is this. Those people already exist. They're out there. There's farmers that have been leaving up north, going down south, and I don't know his name, but he's a guy that's connected with the NOI and NOIFI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Islam. Anyway, he has a farm. Then there's a number of other people who are doing farm, like it's on farmland, and they're doing organic, non-pesticide, seeded, et cetera, things. The thing is to network with those people. There are a lot of people out there.
Absolutely.
I started off with a background in food service, then in healthcare. I decided not to be a nurse. I got as far as being a CNA and decided not to be a registered nurse only because, and being a client and also someone reading and gathering the information through the medical books while preparing to go to back to school for a registered nurse, I decided to be one because when you're under the corporations and the corporations seem to make the final call that says what people get, you can go into a facility and you can go and you can get the basic checkup and see where you're going and diagnose, not anymore, and then you can determine to go make you find somebody that's a naturopath or herbalist up here. But the thing is, when you got that insurance connected with that, the insurance companies up this way won't allow you to use it. Now, I don't know about nowhere else. I've seen all the changes that occurred with insurance and being able to utilize it for things besides prescription medications, and it's horrible. But anyway, I have background as a researcher. I have background because I went to school also for paralegal services. The stuff they were teaching was obsolete. I only got a couple of credits because I don't want to waste money and time on getting obsolete stuff that I already have. So I have a library. I'm a researcher. I have a library of dictionaries specifically because in each area of medical, law, business, corporate business, the terminology is different. So I got books on those different legalese and terminologies. So I have an idea of how to navigate through that when I need to. My point is we need to network. We have the people. They're out there. It's just a matter of networking and getting together and saying, okay, listen. And as far as education and scholars go, we don't need to go into the this society's scholars because they're going to be partly biased or riding a gate or straddling the fence, so to speak, because they're going to go, well, in the public school system, no. That's a trap for people like us. They have not taught us anything in a long time that's beneficial to us being self-sufficient and
growing back into the greatness that we came from.
You're right.
We're not savages. Yep. We're not slaves. We're not addicted service. That was part of the trap and the trick, mind-wise. And then eventually food-wise and drunk-wise and vaccination-wise. Okay, so we got what we need. We have it. I know that for a fact. We have it. I know people here, myself personally, and across the way. It's already there. We need to get together. We need to network and say, okay, what are we going to do to start even from a distance? Myself personally up here, for my king, I have a business. I do research. I do formulas. I do skincare. I don't do large stuff because I custom something to people based off what they tell me. Okay? Because there's a lot of stuff out there that's general, generic stuff that everybody can use. But when you got more detailed diseases of the vessel, not diseases, but diseases of the vessels because of mucus buildup and fixed places in your body, it varies how things are going to work. And there's more than one way to come at something naturally, herbally, holistically. And I know this for a fact. I have my own evidence, and people that come to me that I've assisted over the years are my evidence and are my reference. But anywho, we have it. We have all that we need. We don't need to go to the government. We don't need to go to the Board of Education. We got it. And then if you must know about biology and our vessel, we are reminded all the time, and we have our own evidence as we think about it, and our own life and our own lifespan. Everything that we need is actually in us. We didn't forget anything. It's been buried through distraction and medication and drugs and, you know, mental confusion and distress and whatever the society tried to do to us to make us not like ourselves and continue to dislike ourselves to the point we go at each other. We have it. We already have what we need. We just need to get organized. We need to network. We need to write it down and say, okay, we're going to handle this session. I'm all about herbs and research and whatnot, so, you know, and I'm happy to have a little group of people work with me. But then we have people and some youth that are quite talented naturally, from working with technology to doing carpentry to herbology and foraging. That's something people need to keep in mind as far as not just growing stuff, but also learning what's already out there on open spaces you can actually eat and consume. So we don't have to stress about, okay, we don't got no our own grocery store. So we don't really need a grocery store. Better straight from the Mother Earth. Unless you somebody who wants to keep you eating, you're going to have to handle that farm. You're going to have to handle that farm with the animals because I ain't going nowhere near that personally. And I know a lot of people say, well, no problem. You just handle that part of it. So I have the library. I have the information. I've been working on all this stuff for like years now, hoping I can get together and network with a group of people that's like growing small and networking out, building houses out of nature, building safe houses, living off the grid, solar power, the whole nine.
Right.
So we got the library.
Yes,
and I'm networking with a lot of people for years, far and near. So what's up?
Well, we have to implement. That just proves that we are all we got. We have to implement it and start making it happen. Start doing some brainstorming.
Once we relocate,
it's up to us to take care of us. See?
Absolutely.
Right.
You see what I mean? They say because these other groups of people, they ain't going to do shit for us.
They only do anything just to get us to be there and present and benefit them as soon as we are no longer beneficial to them. And I mean, as entertainment, as a slacky, as a scapegoat, they act like we never existed. Trust me, I've been friends.
Right.
I know what you mean.
Right.
And I'm done with them.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Not to mention the fact that due to the state of emergency that we as a people are in, we can't be fucking around, you know, worrying about somebody else.
Exactly.
That's why I've been saying
they're better organized. They got more of a sense of togetherness amongst themselves than we do. You see what I'm saying? And then just like what those men say on social media. You know, all the brothers are up under that Monopoly table. All we got to do is stand up and it's game over.
Yep.
Straight out. And the cold part about it is there won't be a damn thing they can do about it. See?
Right.
This is why they got Hollywood and this music industry coming to us with all this bullshit.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? instead of real shit. Dr. Francis Cress Wilson did a great lecture on that.
Yes.
Yep.
And then they don't even want our us having knowledge of our true scholars. You see, they want to sit up there and they want to give you these capitulatory, miseducated motherfuckers who want to sit out here and perpetuate more miseducation.
Yep. They try to dumb it down our black youth before just propaganda that is today music. I don't even listen to all this trap music. What this got going on right now? And trust me, I love music and all, but I don't listen to all that trap shit. All the faint beat right. Talking about like popping pills and all that. Like, you know, I've seen all that twerk video. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
Trap music, the trap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I don't listen to none of that bullshit. It's just straight up garbage
right.
for me. Like I listen to rap and hip hop back in the days, you know, and you know, they don't even talk about, you know, they don't even rap about like real stuff from the streets anymore. Yep. They're like from the '80s, from the '90s, a little bit from the 2000s, but now today, nah. You don't hear none of that shit no more. Is it because all that, you know, they just trying to, you know, just, you know, you never heard a song they trying to tear down, you know, just never tear down, you know, tear down the crack or none of that. All you hear is
right.
that someone to tear down one of us. We're gonna pop it. We're gonna shoot a nigga here, shoot a nigga there. Like, no.
See, the thing Hollywood wants to do is glorify self-destruction, and they make a profit
right.
off it. You see,
right.
that's all what it is. And even way back in the day when you had the movies like Shaft and Superfly and all that bullshit, man, them actors, man, they weren't getting paid all that much money compared to the money that they were generating for MGM and Paramount
right.
and Universal Studios and all that. You see?
Yep, on the movies
right.
and all the music. Like, come on now. Listen.
Yeah, none of that. You see, that's why I respected that brother Paul Robeson so much.
Oh, see? Yeah, you did tell us about that. He,
we did an episode on Paul Robeson a couple of years ago. You were on that show, Isaiah.
Definitely
feel free to check our archives at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You know, we come on every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific. We're also the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News.
And also in Hollywood, they always portray us in stereotypes. Anyway, they always portray us as pimps, whores, and slaves. What else? Maids,
right.
housekeepers, all the same propaganda, you know, gay, lesbians, like, you know, all
new
that.
New shit is gay, transgender, that's the new shit,
yep.
LBGQ, that's the new shit.
Right.
Now we're
right.
wearing dresses and we popping and pinging and zinging and
binging. Oh, yeah. Right.
Damn.
Yep. Like, you see what happened to, do you know the all those black men
they
ones?
They turn
into
stupid heroes
into
gay motherfuckers.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like,
and you know, they trying to normalize this bullshit, you know, with our children.
Right.
You see what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
Just like this fucked up ass state of California. You know, saying they're gonna be teaching this
school.
Shit to the children in elementary school.
Yep, up in the schools and the dude got on the guy on the dress wearing like a 10 o'clock
kids,
down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see all that shit there is child endangerment.
Right.
Fucking with their mind, right. Endangering their minds.
Exactly.
Yep. And also they are sitting down reading to the book to the kids about their history. Like, what history they possibly have? There's besides
that
they
part.
Put on that one dress. What the hell?
Yeah.
That part, right. History, right. I agree with you on that one, my brother.
And then to prove your point even further, Brother Isaiah and Brother Aziz, Look at how Facebook is always censoring us and shit.
They always censor us.
Throwing everybody in Facebook jail and shit.
But
the majority of these people that come on our podcast,
they
can
do whatever they want,
and this speaker included, has been thrown in Facebook jail.
Right. Every time, exactly. Every time, and we post something or say something, and we'd be going to jail for like 50 or 30 days. But no, it's, and let them other folks on the talk about and on the share something on the post something.
But they're going
there
and let
you know, but if they never block them, they never put them on Facebook jail. Sure.
Yeah,
never
exactly.
Do that.
Yeah, you see. You know, man, this shit is insane. You know what I'm saying? And then I see we got a caller here out of area code 209, the last four. It's 4776. If you want to speak live on the air, just press 1, and we'd be more than happy to bring you on. But anyway, though, but as I was saying, is that, you know, Hollywood is trying to normalize this shit. They're trying to normalize this shit off of the fucking schools. You got all this high-tech shit. They're coming to you with this nasty-ass vaccine. Then not to mention this goddamn epidemic that they got out there. And as Brother Aziz says, it's a man-made epidemic. So, and keep in mind, people, they plotted with this shit. They've been plotting with this bullshit, I would say, in my opinion, at least the last 15 years.
Yeah.
It's a non-stop.
Yeah, they've been getting this shit in order to do.
It's been ongoing.
That's right.
You know?
Exactly.
Motherfucker, if you see bits and pieces of it here on the media, or, you know what I'm saying, you get bits and pieces, but if you take your time and think and put it together, you will see that this has been a plan for over 45, maybe 55 years.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, shit,
yeah. Oh, hell
yeah. If they can't have total control over us, listen, if they can't have, this is why the 5G and the chip thing is being implicated in nanobots, if they can't have mental control over us, then they're going to just destroy us.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's exactly what it is. And then, to prove your point even further, Brother Aziz, you turn back the hands of time a few years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And who was that dude, man, who was a wrestler, and he wound up becoming a governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura? Anybody remember him?
Yeah, and I remember
he did an episode where he was going past these isolated places where all these massive coffins were at. Like they had hundreds of thousands of them, and he was passing all these isolated areas, like the FEMA camps and all this other type of shit. And then he had all these men in black, sunglass wearing motherfuckers, you know, who ain't got no answers to some very, very serious questions.
The men in black with the sunglasses.
Yeah. I ain't telling them shit, giving them a bunch of trouble speech.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, trying to put out that little right. Trying to erase the history, like bing.
Then here comes this COVID shit, and then who is that coon that works for Trump, the Surgeon General? What's his name? Jerome Adams. He's up there talking that shit. Yeah, we got it. Be sure, you know, to get the vaccine into the black community and all that. See, this is what the fuck I'm talking about.
Yeah, into the Latino and black community. They're the most in need of it. That was his words. They're the most in need of it. What the fuck makes you say that?
So, we don't need that shit? God damn. What are you trying to put that back in your
words? Goddamn, PhD in medicine or related discipline. And his miseducated ass is going to sit up there and regurgitate that prepackaged bullshit for his own people's extermination.
And
don't this motherfucker realize. Now, don't the motherfucker realize that they got a damn tube of vaccine for his black ass, too?
Yes. Come on now, go on out there, boy, and convince your people and take the vaccine and show them how it's done.
Right.
That's what's coming next.
Right. Bill Gates to, once you to tell Bill Gates to to take one, sure, take one for himself.
No, them and his wife, they didn't know. No, hold on, brother. They didn't already say they not taking it.
They said so they ain't taking it, but they want every other. Oh man!
Right?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, he already said him and his wife were saying they're not taking it. They don't need to take it. Really?
Sure. Sure. And he said I'm gonna start taking it. It's like for
them. That's the snake. That's the snake I want to see.
Right.
Right. Me too.
Just to be close to you.
Yeah, and get that motherfucker the injection and go and have him slam that shit, then get that motherfucker to chase the bitch with.
You and all you motherfuckers that sat up in these little offices, little box rooms, and made these decisions, come out and take the shit to convince
and
me
show us how
that
it's done.
This shit is
that's
serious
right.
and how it's done.
Right.
Right. And show me how it's fucking
done.
Yeah, yeah, show us how it's done.
I'm going to wait 14 days. I'm going to wait 14 to 21 days to see what happened to your ass.
Right.
And you drop dead, then we know Fred ain't getting paid today.
Yeah, exactly.
Because take
right. They're going to put some kind of the chip up in your body. They're going to track you down if you're going to take the vaccine. They're going to put
man,
all
we
kinds
already
of
been chipped. It's called your cell phone. Everybody got
exactly.
one.
And
oh, you're right about
and
that.
And all this shit. And the fucking
right.
part about it is our people go down there and
right
our
that,
and mine the raw materials for this shit. And then it comes right through there through Frisco Bay from China. With all them goddamn cargo containers, the way the motherfuckers are docking that right over there at the Port of Oakland. And you see all them goddamn container trucks, you know, picking that shit up, hauling it down there to San Jose, over there to
cargo.
San Mateo.
Yep, you already know.
You
trains,
know,
trucks,
you
know,
right.
Yeah.
They become all kinds
of
shit down in Tokyo and China.
You know something that I noticed, though? Check this out. This is something that I noticed from living on the East Coast most of my life and coming out to the West Coast every now and then, and this is about
okay.
the food. Now,
the food
out there
never.
In California, I get an orange, one orange, and because this sucker is so big,
right.
I'll be full if I eat it by myself.
Right.
Now, over here on the East Coast, when we go get an orange, I'm going to need about four or five of them little motherfuckers.
Are you getting them
damn,
before,
is it that small? Dang,
yeah,
because
see, I think this caused shit trickle downhill. As the food and shit come across, it becomes less, it's not as good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
And then you got to think
yeah.
about it. The most concentration of black folks is from the Midwest to the East Coast.
Right, and in the
right.
South.
And yeah,
yep.
the South. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about up
south
and down, north and south, from mid-north and mid-south. Over to the total East Coast. That's mostly our black population.
Right.
Yes, it is. You know? Yes,
that,
it is.
The city's full of us. The city is full of us. We not out. They took us from the countries or they let us migrate up here to the cities. You
right.
understand what I'm saying? Put us
right.
in one area. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For a purpose.
Yeah. Rather if it's the Fillmore District of San Francisco, rather if it's West Oakland or South Central LA, they always want
yep.
to keep us in concentrated areas.
Right.
So
they always
want
to put us in the hood section.
So they can deliver their poison through the water,
right.
through the food, setting up,
yeah.
you know, it's like I said before, it's like the Joker mix in Batman. They done gave us all kinds of shit over the generations, and now here come the Cap.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go. And this gentrification ain't no joke either. Because you know
no
what? They trying to put us out.
Man,
of
well, look what brother Isaiah. That's what
what's
the fuck
up?
They did to the city of San Francisco through gentrification, man, with the social media money.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Shit, China
yeah,
Basin
right.
used to be one of the most raggediest tore out motherfuckers in San Francisco, right? Man,
right.
they got all them damn loft apartments over there on that shit. You know, all these damn
oh,
high tech motherfuckers up there working from
yep.
home and shit.
Oh, yep.
And motherfuckers
told me
charging
about that.
Like $5,000-$6,000 a goddamn month for that bullshit.
Right. You told me up there it's like it's like Apple Store, Google, Yahoo, all that.
Shit.
Right.
All that shit is headquartered in the Bay Area, sir. Apple, they over there in San Francisco. They just built a Salesforce tower over there. Another internet marketing bunch of shit. You got
true.
Yahoo
and
down
they
there.
Are not trying to hire the homeless people even. Then. You know what? That's messed up.
Hey, bruh. You go across the street, and I think Brother Aziz saw my video from the Tweety Bird when I cussed that raggedy motherfucker out, and you go around the street around the goddamn corner, you got motherfuckers living in the motherfucking street, walloping and pissed, drunk, fucking off the drugs, all kind of, it's fucked up.
Damn.
And all this shit here, three blocks away from the California State Supreme Court.
Wow.
Now, what kind of goddamn justice is that?
None. No justice at all for that.
Exactly.
Yep, just us for a family. Just us, brothers and sisters.
And then you get these kumbaya-ass, black-ass politicians that sell us down to fucking every 2 years on the midterm elections and on the general election.
Okay.
Yep, they are the kiss-ass.
The latest one is Kamala Harris. But the thing, from what I understand about Kamala Harris, the only black DNA they found from Kamala Harris was from Willie Brown, the former mayor of San Francisco.
You got jokes.
Good one. Yep. Get him.
Yeah.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
You got jokes.
And the call point, now get this here, black family. And the call point about Kamala Harris is that she was born in Alameda County in Oakland, California. 1 year before the birth of the Black Panther Party.
Yep.
She's
booking. Yeah.
And who let her move up there?
So she was programmed and trained a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was groomed for her spot.
Oh, yeah.
So she just waiting for the opportunity. And look what I look for that I got her. Mhm.
Yeah, you know, shit's straight goddamn twisted.
Yeah,
right.
There's a lot of twists and turns. So it is about
Yeah. Yeah, but it's straight twist.
That this woman is not gonna do damage, more damage to us.
Right.
And, you know, y'all sleep.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And the whole part of it is, Brother Aziz, you got motherfuckers out here that want to stay asleep. Now, that's the kicker right there.
That's
you got
bad.
Motherfuckers out here that
right.
want to stay asleep. Now, let me show you how a motherfucker want to stay out there and stay asleep. Oh, man, I ain't going to tell me here to bullshit, man.
Yeah, that part.
Man, how many times do you have to talk about bullshit? And you
I've been hearing that all,
trying to tell
that all the time. If
yeah,
I tell him,
again,
if I tell him, if I say something about the truth, one ear go out the other. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah. Oh man, it's all fucked up. Well, anyway, folks, we're winding down here. We got about 10
and they don't call
us
crazy.
So we're going to give everybody a chance, you know, to make their closing comments, you know what I'm saying? And that there will be this episode tonight, which is Diabolical Madness, and the air date of this episode is December 1st, 2020.
It's straight up Diabolical
Brother
Madness.
Brother Isaiah, what's your closing comments, sir?
My closing comments is black love, black unity, black power. Each one, we all got. We got to stick together, family. No more bashing at each other. We got to come together in the crisis. We got to love each other. We got to uplift each other. I'm tired of seeing all these brothers and sisters going down at each other's throats all the the materials we got. It's not all about all the materials we have. It's not all about jealousy. We need to support one another. We got to, stay efficient. We got to teach our black youth because they are trying to, you know, to dumb them down. Like, ain't no more of that. We time for us to teach and teach the black youth, you know, have love and respect one another.
Yes, sir.
Black love, black power.
Always. Okay, Sister Latrell, you got any closing comments, ma'am? And thank you for dropping great knowledge tonight.
Welcome.
The floor is yours, Queen.
My closing comment is implement what we do have to work with now within our, each of our current space of domiciling. Going forward, keep in mind things like foraging and whatnot. We can get out of this political system or this corrupt corporate society and do our
yes,
own thing,
ma'am.
And we don't have to go ask them permission. We don't have to ask them permission. They are not the elders of this system. We are.
Yes, ma'am.
Real
talk.
Sorry, I'm walking the talk.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
That's right.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Brother Aziz, your closing comments, sir.
Brother Nazi, hey.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, we hear you, brother.
Yeah, yes, sir.
My first part of my closing comment is always watch your six, no matter where you are.
Right.
You know,
right.
And watch other six.
Right.
Remember this, family. We are not citizens of the system.
That's right.
So common sense says I do not have to follow the system if I'm not part of the system.
Mm-hmm.
We are being used by the system, manipulated by the system.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to say no. And some things
right.
take a little blood. So get the fear out of you of war.
Nah,
physical war.
Right.
Get that fear of physical war out of your mindset. Because in a minute, you're not going to have no choice. And I would rather for you know that you died fighting instead of down on your knees praying. Black
right.
power.
Always. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, I'm Shabaka Sankore, your host here and executive producer of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, the podcast. Our producer and co-host is the one and only Mad Dr. D. We are also definitely the West Coast correspondent for Mile High News, so definitely check out Mile High News. Go to the like page. They come on every Wednesday night, you know, so definitely check out, you know, the episodes on that. Also, too, we just celebrated our one-year anniversary over there at Mile High News. So definitely, you know, we appreciate all black independent black media. We appreciate, you know, reaching out. And as Sister was saying earlier this evening, we got to network. We got to brainstorm.
Right.
We got to put together some think tanks together, black family. And what it is, people, is
that's
up
right.
to us to take care of us. And we don't have time to be sitting up here worrying about any other group of motherfuckers. It's because you can
that's
best
right.
believe that ain't nobody is worrying about us. So it's up to us. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so once again, ladies and gentlemen,
time to
you know,
look out
definitely.
For that's us. Time
absolutely.
To look out for ourselves. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Gotta love
absolutely.
Each other, brothers and sisters. Gotta love ourselves. Come on, uplift ourselves. Show black unity, black love. Come on, black
yes,
love
sir.
All around us. We can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's doable, Brother Isaiah. It's definitely doable. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go with our out track tonight by the one and only Mr. Miles Davis. We heard West Montgomery earlier, so we're going to listen to Milestones by Miles on our outro.
Oh, school in the house.
Mm-hmm.